Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. First of all, I'd like to join my previous speakers in congratulating you on assuming this position and to assure you the full support of my delegation. My remarks will be very brief and actually mainly on the format rather than substance. We have been saying the same things in other subsidiary bodies, so everybody knows our position on how to conduct subsidiary bodies. But I'd like to also repeat it in this format, in this subsidiary body. We would very much like to welcome very substantive discussions in an interactive and informal setting. So we very much hope that, hoping next year this will continue, the discussions will be conducted in these subsidiary bodies in that format. And also, although we also attach importance for the report of the subsidiary bodies, we also think the work of the Conference on Disarmament should be considered from a mid to long-term point of view. So we would very much appreciate accumulating substantive discussions in each subsidiary body. And we welcome the fact that the four other subsidiary bodies could already agree on their reports, and we welcome your intention of following their examples, and we hope that there will be a quick adoption of the report based on the same template. And the most important thing on the kind of format or the logistical side from our side is continuity, as you all know. And as you know, the coordinator, and as all the delegations know, Japan has been attaching great importance for the continuity. So we very much hope that this subsidiary body, including the coordinator, you, will be carried forward to next year so that we can really start our work very early next year. So my last point is on the substance. On this, I will just touch upon three topics that we attach the greatest importance for our discussions next year. First is the deepening discussions aimed at starting negotiations on a convention prohibiting radiological weapons, which was explained by our US colleagues. That is the first point. And the second point is the considering the impact of the development of new and emerging technologies on the, such as AI, on disarmament. And the third point is transparency in armament. So all these three areas are the ones that Japan attaches the greatest importance, and we very much look forward to having in-depth discussions on each of these areas in next year under your coordinatorship. Thank you very much.